An Arlington woman killed while crossing the street. Now her family is speaking out. I'm Matt Small.
It's 8:07.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP, never miss a moment.
An 85-year-old Arlington woman was one of three pedestrians in this area struck and killed in separate incidents this past weekend. And now her family has a message for drivers.
We are all just devastated.
That's Jeffrey Hayes mourning the death of his mother, Gwendolyn Hayes. Police say the 85-year-old was struck and killed by an SUV Saturday at the intersection of Little Falls Road and John Marshall Drive. He tells our news partners at NBC4.
It's hard to put it into words.
Son-in-law Peter Vilbig adds.
Yeah, we just hope every family,
you know, that there can be some, you know, that pedestrian safety could be on people's minds.
The driver of that vehicle remained on the scene. Arlington police say they're still investigating. Matt Small, WTOP News.
The crash that killed Hayes was the third deadly pedestrian crash on that stretch of Little Falls Road over the last 8 years.
There were three pedestrians struck and killed in separate incidents this past weekend, and now we're hearing from the family of one of them.
Slow down.
Yeah, please slow down, folks.
Please.
Yeah.
That's the message for drivers from the family of Gwendolyn Hayes. The 85-year-old married Arlington mother of three died after being hit by an SUV Saturday while crossing the street on Little Falls Road at John Marshall Drive. Son Jeffrey Hayes tells our news partners at NBC4.
The loss extends beyond the family. The community has lost an advocate, a loving person.
The driver of that vehicle remained on the scene. Police say they're still investigating. Son-in-law Peter Vilbig.
This is a crushing thing for any family to have to go through.
Matt Small, WTOP News.